This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Ready and anxious to go through the top stories this week from Talkers Magazine. This is the DJV interpretation with the DJVers Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Here to go through the charts for the week of August 17th and 21st from Talkers Magazine. There are a lot of things that have happened this week. Changes here, changes there. Sometimes week to week, the countdown may not seem as if it's that different because a lot of the issues, certainly the last 4, 5, 6 months, have been the same or related. Not necessarily this week. There are a lot of things in the story list this week and people list that hopefully we'll have time to get to, ladies, in this hour with your comments and observations. Let's start at number 10. The situation with the wildfires in California, because I've been in California this week, and Jennifer, you're there all the time. The wildfires and the annual, it's a ritual, these fires. And the fact that they were set is so, it's just...
Well, not all of them, actually.
Well, you know what I mean.
No. In the northern part of there was one fire that was set that we know of by a homeless person, and that person's been apprehended. But there are 367 fires burning right now in the state that they know of, because the smoke is so bad. Imagine that they can't even get an idea from the air of all the fires that are burning because the smoke is so heavy. But up in northern California, where many of these fires are breaking out, there have been... lightning strikes, like thousands of lightning strikes, and that has been actually setting off these fires. Now, it is propelled by a lot of uncleared brush. When I was growing up, I've said this to you for years and years and years.
It's the same story year after year.
When I was growing up,
with it. Oh my God,
every year the fire department would come and say, you have to clear your brush, you have to do this, you have to do that. Now that is gone. And so it's really poor mismanagement, certainly, and firefighters are stretched really thin this year, more thin than in other years. They did, actually, last time. But, yes, that's right. Yeah, I don't know that they're doing that because of coronavirus.
Well, there's a huge COVID outbreak with the prisoner firefighters, which sounds ridiculous that prisoners are firefighters. But there was a huge outbreak and so of the virus. And so now you guys are even more shorthanded. So it sounds like it's just a mess.
Wow. All right. Number 9. Victoria, you carried or covered this in a conversation we had on the weekday DJV program. So if you'd like to bring us up to speed on what Stephen Bannon has been charged with, there's a sleazebag and a half, man. If this guy didn't always reek of being a sleaze, now you understand by listening to this, if you haven't heard the story yet, why he certainly fits the bill.
Yeah. So what Steve Bannon is accused of, he was arrested this week, and he is charged with federal fraud and money laundering. Prosecutors allege that he and three other people diverted funds from donations made to a nonprofit group called We Build the Wall. And so essentially they went and they did fundraising for this nonprofit, where people gave private money to build the wall in Mexico, or between the U.S.-Mexico border. And then they wanted to essentially finance it privately for sections of it. And then apparently they created sham invoices, sham accounts. They laundered a portion of almost $25 million in these nonprofit funds. That's how much money they raised. And
so guys like this get to be so prominent. How do people
I don't know
scumbags.
Anything about Steve Bannon's background, to be honest. I have no idea. I know he was at Breitbart or was the head of it or whatever, but I don't know his background. But prosecutors are saying that at least $1 million that they've tracked was funneled from Bannon to a separate nonprofit in order to conceal the money, and essentially he spent it on, he was on a yacht off the coast of Connecticut. Brian Kulfich, the organization, We Build the Wall, that organization, the founder and president, he paid for personal home renovations with this money, among other items. They had a group GoFundMe page that they were raising even more money. That was deleted on Wednesday of this week. So the maximum sentence for each charge is 20 years. They all four of these guys have multiple charges. So if they're found guilty, they're probably all going to jail for a very long time.
Yeah. All right. Well, couldn't happen to a nicer guy, as far as I can
right.
see.
Well, and just to tell the complete story, he said he didn't do it. So
that's what I'm saying, allegedly,
yeah.
And you know,
yeah.
I mean, I think, I think we have to wait and see how it all plays out, because there has been, as you know, a lot of people who use their position of power in the government to go after their opponents.
Yep, that's very true. No question about that. That one, you're right on that one, on that side of it, Jennifer. Number eight, our relationship with China. And others, you know, what comes to, I think last week during this time and almost in this position, there was a story about Israel making a deal with the United Arab Emirates. This week they made another deal with, I forget what the country was, but it, for those who are down on Benjamin Netanyahu because of his politics or political point of view, I would say that maybe people ought to stand back a little bit and see how these things are happening. I have not talked to too many of my friends over there about the specifics that involve these deals, but when I see Hamas trying to blow things up after the announcement of these sort of peace accords, that means there's something good to them. So
from what I hear, they're actually more on the way, and that they'll be revealed over the next couple of weeks, more countries coming into this.
Yeah.
And I just have to say, this is the bit of hypocrisy that drives people like me nuts, and that is that if President Obama brokered a deal like what the Trump administration did, he'd be handed a Nobel Peace Prize. Instead, people try to downplay it, and they don't give Trump the credit that he deserves for this.
But why is that? When did all of this? That's a good thing for us to examine for a moment or two. When and where and how did it get to the point that there is, it, right now it's skewed toward, the negative stuff is skewed toward Republicans, the Republican administration, people who are left of center think the people who are right of center are no good. Not that that hasn't always been the case, but, you know, there used to be the Republicans would made a lot of noise about the lefties, but what brings about this particular, in this league, can you go back, Jennifer, and point to the issue or the time when the switch was flipped so that there was this complete overtaking of the news
media? No way. It started in the Bush administration, and it started, I think it started,
was it Iraq?
The divide, I think.
It started?
Well, I think the divide in our country started, well, the divide has always been there, let's be honest. It's really
yeah,
said
but not
people
like
come
it
together
is now.
Based on
not
world
like
events.
It is now, yeah.
But we
at
have multiple platforms
War.
That are... Okay, we have platforms that are playing into it that weren't always there. People can say whatever they want on Twitter. They can say whatever they want on Facebook. That adds to the feelings of division. Whenever you look at social media, you turn on and you see somebody with a very strident view. Okay, so that's number one. There are things at play that we never had before. But, and we also have a 24-hour news cycle, which plays up all of this. So you have those two things going on. But I really believe that the most recent crack happened in Iraq when, and this, I think Democrats believe there was blood in the water when the weapons of mass destruction thing. They backed away from Iraq, even though every single one of them voted for it, Hillary Clinton included, to go into Iraq. They all backed away. They saw the blood in the water, and then they started trying to divide and use that against Republicans, even though everybody was unanimously in favor of going into Iraq for the most part. I think only Bernie Sanders was one that
yeah,
didn't want to go
so.
In. And quite frankly, President Trump, as a private citizen, said it was a mistake. So then you go into President Obama's world, and I don't think people saw a big effort of Obama to try to unify anybody. I think there was this idea that there was somebody who was up there morally trying to look down on people who had different beliefs. And that's what bothered me, I guess, just, and I don't think I'm the only one, about the convention this week, is that there was a lot of, wasn't a lot of meat to chew on. It was a lot of Trump hatred, and then a lot of people saying, well, if you don't agree with me, you're a bad person, or you don't believe in love, or you don't believe, if we have a difference of opinion. And that homogenized way of thinking is really dangerous. We should be able to celebrate that we're different instead of making everybody have the same thought, because the truth is
that
no
one is
100% right.
Do you
think
that
the RNC is actually going to focus on substance? I really do.
Well,
I think they'll be
I was
going to
say
Biden,
unification.
Certainly.
Do you think there's going to be, like, let's embrace people on the left? Because as a person on the left, I haven't gotten any of that.
The messages at the DNC did nothing to make me feel like I would be a part of anything if any of these people won.
No, I agree with the idea that you're running,
I mean, there was no effort to bring other people into this umbrella. It was all about how terrible I am because I've backed up Trump, or how terrible I am because I don't agree, or how hateful I am because I have a different opinion. And so, yeah, it's hurtful to me because I don't think that there's going to be unity for the next four years, no matter what.
And we don't have a crystal ball, but do you suspect or do you think that the RNC is going to offer something for someone like me? Do you think that I'm going to feel like I'm included in anything there?
It's going to reach out, I think, more to the middle. The people who we'll see. I think that's, and we have to see.
I think there is going to be more substance offered
by the Republicans, yes, because they're going to talk about the economy, law and order, and safety. And so, yes, I believe there'll be more substance than we got from Democrats. That being said, the split with Obama, I think, started, and then we had Trump come in, and no one wanted to work with him either, and here we are today.
Yeah. Coming up, the number eight item is a focus on the relationship we have with China, especially the Middle East was in there, but I thought China, and I think China is the number one focus of most people's comments, so we'll get to that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV gang. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually... These are people... They're not actors. They're not phony balonies. They're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips. It can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels, what a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs. Remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. All right, that came up with some stuff this week that's pertinent to number eight, and that is all of the things that we need to take back from China. The supply chain. How many people realize, this is putting it into perspective in a manner of speaking, that we last year spent $186 billion buying things, computer electronics made in China, $50 billion buying electrical equipment made in China, $44 billion with manufacturing equipment made in China, basic machinery, $38, $39 billion, clothing, $30 billion. Fabricated metal, $27 billion. Furniture, $27 billion. Transportation equipment, $22 billion. Chemicals and drugs, $22 billion. Plastic and rubber products, $21 billion. Leather and similar goods, $27 billion. We spent $540 billion last year buying crap made in China. That seems to me to be something that ought to put people right on their heels, understanding that, and that the trade, we only spent, $120 billion buying, they only spent $120 billion buying stuff from us. So that ought to put it all in perspective, I think. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the DJV overview of the hot hits of Talk Radio. Our Talk Radio review, which is coupled with a conversation that Michael Harrison and I have every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, going through the stories that are always published at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. In fact, is where you go to see this list every week, should you want to, should you desire to see it, the story list, the people list. We're at number 7, the Black Lives Matter movement and race relations in our country. Observations, I made mine, I think it was early in the week, or maybe it was last week, when I was talking about the article from Dorothy Roberts, the idea, as I put forth, black jeans, white jeans, all the same, the Black Lives Matter. I got involved in a conversation with my dentist, as a matter of fact, who's an Asian. And so we got to talking. She's from South Korea. And, she knows I do a radio program, and she's curious about my take on things. So she asks questions, and I give her my spin, and she more wants to know what people are saying about this. Is it all about Black Lives Matter? And because she feels, and other friends of hers who are here as normalized citizens, that their lives matter. So what about, and you know, why can't we have Korean lives matter?
In my neighborhood and in my community, we have a heavily Hispanic community. And what I've noticed from people in my circles on social media, at least, people who have come here to this country from Mexico, and particularly, and have come here and have worked and have worked hard and have made something, seem to be really resentful of the BLM movement. And it's not just like one person. I've actually seen this a lot in my feed.
It a little this week too.
Yeah, that's what's really weird about being here, because we are such a melting pot and we have so many different people from other places, and there is a lot of tension because of it. And that's not something that's
made up. Then they're foreign people who don't understand the history of America. So you know.
If we're going to be a melting pot,
but they see America as a land of, they see America as opportunity, and they feel that everybody here here has opportunity.
And because so they came here willingly, not as slaves. So they came here and they have had opportunity.
But
the slave movement is over. There aren't black people aren't slaves today.
The backfire of this movement is that it makes people feel like they still are slaves. And you said something earlier about how it's driven by white people. It is. The Black Lives Matter movement is actually driven by white people who feel guilty.
I was watching an episode
to empower people
of Shark Tank last night on the plane on the way back here. There was a black man who lived, grew up in Brooklyn. He was an orphan. He grew up with nothing. He worked he lived on the streets. He survived by getting cans out of garbage buckets and selling them so he could feed himself. He went on to accomplish fabulous things in high school, got a full scholarship to Harvard, became an entrepreneur in some field that wasn't related at all to what he was doing on Shark Tank. But he brought an idea in there, and he talked readily about his skin color and what he fought as a kid growing up and how he survived and how he made it with all these things against him, and the embrace that he got from the five people at Shark Tank, and how he made it. Ultimately he was able to sell whatever his idea was, but it was just a story that you could see. You could fit any number of people into it who survived because they had the will to survive or wanted to survive. And he talked about, you know, how even though he was black and had all kinds of things going against him, he just decided himself that he was going to take nothing and make something out of it. And I just thought, you know, it could apply to anybody. It applied to my father, who was an orphan, too. So that's why the black and white stuff, I kind of put an X through it when it comes to some of these things. At any rate, we move on and carry on in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Spurred by ultra-low mortgage rates, house buyers rushed last month to snap up a limited supply of existing homes, causing the pace of purchases to jump by a record high of 24.7%. The surge in sales reported by the National Association of Realtors marked the second straight month of accelerating home purchases. The back-to-back increases have helped stabilize the home buying market, which all but froze earlier this spring when the viral pandemic erupted across the United States.
The use of National Guard reconnaissance planes in four U.S. cities to monitor the widespread protest earlier this year did not violate rules against the military collecting intelligence on Americans, according to a Pentagon report. The investigation by the Air Force Inspector General found the planes were used to gather information about crowd size, flows, and fires, but they did not monitor individuals. This is USA Radio News. Steve Bannon talks about his arrest in USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Steve Bannon called the charges leveled against him a political hit job. Bannon, who pleaded not guilty on Thursday to charges he allegedly defrauded donors in a $25 million We Build a Wall scam along with three associates, addressed the case during an episode of his podcast, War Room.
I reiterate this. This fiasco yesterday was to intimidate anybody that wants to talk about American sovereignty and wants to talk about the wall. We're never going to stop talking about that and fighting for it.
President Trump distancing himself from Bannon, his former advisor, after he was arrested.
Former President George W. Bush-backed Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine in his first public endorsement of the 2020 election cycle. Bush has largely stayed out of the political fray since he left the White House in 2009, and his endorsement is a welcome boost for Collins, who's waging her most difficult campaign yet as she seeks a fifth term. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Observations worthy of note, if you will. Worth your time to spend some time listening to us each week. Take an overview, just standing back, if you will, with the chart, items and information here. Talkers Magazine does the research. We do the conversation. Number six on the list of all the economic challenges, and I'm just guessing here as we take this apart, who knows anything more about the stimulus, because isn't our economy at the moment kind of hanging in the balance, waiting to hear?
Feels like it. That's a great way to describe it. It feels like it.
So there's
not a huge update because Congress is gone. It doesn't seem to be.
Did the Democrats this week talk about any of this stuff at the Democratic National Convention?
No.
Did any of this sort of thing came up?
They didn't.
At all?
And the other thing they didn't talk about was any of the violence in major cities. There are a lot of missing things in that. But certainly the message I heard, and maybe Victoria, you heard something different. I watched all four nights. Every minute I watched, and I heard a lot about how Joe's going to bring back jobs, but there wasn't a lot of plans. And then he actually said, well, I'm going to bring back manufacturing jobs. Well, what's laughable, it was actually the Obama administration that cut manufacturing jobs. So I think there's a credibility issue. It's one of the reasons Trump won in Ohio and in Pennsylvania, because so many manufacturing jobs have been cut. They saw him as a ray of light. So I didn't hear any real plans as to how to get the economy going again.
All right. Well, it just seems to be this kind of a foggy, vague situation we find ourselves in, because a lot of people are looking for some answers or some leadership. Doesn't seem to be anything.
Well, what Trump has said is that they're going to that he'll do an executive order for stimulus checks to get those going. But the problem is that is an executive order that could be challenged because the president doesn't have the power to do that. Congress does, because it's the power of the purse.
Money.
So what Trump did a couple of weeks ago, I believe, arguably, and look, I'm not a lawyer, but I think you could argue that he had the right to do what he did. But there is some gray area. This one would be a violation of what a president can do. But the question would be, is there any Democrat willing to come out and say, it should challenge the executive order in court, because they'd win, but then they'd also look like they were keeping money from the American people. So one way it may get done is through executive order, but there may be a challenge.
One of the things that is worthy of note is how the economic reality is affecting businesses. And I can point to any number of things, but the American Airlines story this week that we were talking about a little bit, Victoria, dropping service to 15 cities.
Yeah.
This is going to happen. You'll see every airline dropping service to smaller cities because they can't make it work. They can't make service between big cities work. And if there isn't some kind of economic support or challenge. I was on the plane coming back last night from Los Angeles. The flight attendant said, if you went to work, anybody who's gone to work for Delta, for United after 1999's job is in question. Pilot, any air, anybody, mechanic, if you came, the people with seniority from 1999 and back have a job. If you were hired by United after 1999, whether you're a flight attendant, whether you're a pilot, whether you work on the planes, whether you handle baggage, your job is in jeopardy. So you can see that that's going to be one of the areas. I'm sorry?
Was your flight full?
Are you kidding?
No.
First class was full, or almost full. They save the first two seats for the flight attendants now because they want them not to sit next to each other in the jump seats. So in the back of the plane, I think there were 28 people and a plane that holds 194.
Mm.
So that's, And that's you. I think you're going to see a lot of that
sort of thing. But there's so much. See, I think hospitality and retail are going to be the toughest ones because it's not just the shutdowns in some of these cities. It's people's fear. There's been so much fear-mongering that people are afraid. There was a survey that just came out this week that said that your chance of getting coronavirus on an airplane actually very,
nil.
Very, very low.
That's nil.
And
yep.
yet, what have we been told? People are scared to death to travel. And I'm not pointing fingers because, look, I've been through this the last few weeks. And it's scary. Why is it scary? Because of all the stories that we're hearing,
you know what,
and there's
Jennifer,
a lot of fear built up.
Right. You know what? When you really get down to the coronavirus and what is real about this, if you talk to Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors associated with the DJV program and the Good Day Health Show that we run every weekend at gooddayhealthshow.com, you can get the podcast. I'll put a little plug in for that. And Ken Kronhaus, who's also the other doctor, both of them will agree that we've gotten to a point now where not much that most of people do is going to change whether they get this or they don't. Yep, wearing a mask makes some sense and distancing.
But
if you're, unless Ken says, unless you're, he used a figure of 75 or older, some people said 85 or older, and you're out of shape, you're very vulnerable to it, no matter whether you wear a mask or you don't. There was one a child who died in California, I think, this past week of the virus, who was so sick, who had so many challenges physically and otherwise, that this person could have gotten a cold and died. So the putting things into perspective now is something that is the job, hopefully, of people like us who can look at things objectively and say, this is really what it's all about.
Well,
now,
I'm focusing on therapeutics because if we do believe that people are going to get it, which I believe, even if you try hard, you're still gonna get it. That what are you gonna do to treat it so that you don't have that most the worst possible outcome?
So the number five.
I love that Remdesivir worked for your mom. You know that's encouraging because your mom is the first person that I know of, like personally, who's used it and for whom it's worked. So that's important to know. The FDA has kind of, I don't know why, but the FDA this week announced that they've put the brakes on, or I think it was the CDC, they put the brakes on the plasma treatment. And I have actually heard two different stories of the plasma treatment working in New York, so I'm not sure what the reason for that is.
The medical community, the nerds, if you will, the ones who are, the guy who runs the health department in my community is a complete wonk. And all he does is look at stuff that comes from various sources, and that's how he makes up his mind. Not whether it's real or whether it has practicality in our community. And I think you can carry that through. Number five this week on the countdown is a focus on what's going on in education. Another example of people running willy-willy, running out of the house. Oh, no! When kids should go back to school. Youngsters, my grandson is starting kindergarten today. It's online, and he met his classmates online, the teacher online, and my daughter, who is a college professor, is teaching at UCLA out of her office because she's the only one. There are hundreds of profs at UCLA. None of them want to go back into the building because it's easier to teach from home. Megan said, I'm going to my office and teach from there because at least it feels like I'm going to work.
Yeah. At least she has the option because some schools are not even giving teachers that option.
Right.
And so then you have teachers with kids who are trying to figure out how to get them distance learning and how they're supposed to teach.
But the political correctness here is the point, Jennifer and Victoria.
Believe me, I'm living it.
I mean, in California, it's absurd what's going on. Absurd.
I don't know if you heard this while you were here, but the governor, because the state is in such bad trouble and everything shut down and, you know, there's no revenue being generated, and the state has been already in a very precarious position because of unfunded pension liabilities. The governor was supposed to take a pay cut like he asked all government workers to do. Everybody was supposed to take a 10% pay cut. He didn't take his.
Really?
Everybody else took a 10% pay cut. He didn't take his. He also was gifted a home and didn't even pay taxes on it. So there's a lot of good for thee and not for me out there.
Well, one of the things that's a problem, I don't know how, I think it's reflected in areas where unions are stronger. Teachers just say, we're not going back to work. But yet they expect to get paid. So, you know, how are they putting, now I'm not saying everybody is doing this because it isn't, it's not everybody, but there are too many people who put themselves first instead of the children. Isn't that what teaching and being involved with students like that is supposed to be about? It's supposed to be about the children, not about you and your job.
Right.
Is it what I miss here?
But everyone should be paid fairly for the job that they do. And so there are, I have my best friend.
Which means a lot of teachers in California should be paid nothing. Because they're not doing a damn thing.
My best friend is a teacher in New York at a private school. They are going back into the classroom, and so. But she also has to do. They're asking a lot of teachers. They all had to take pay cuts, and her workload has doubled. So she has to teach in person in the classroom for like 3 days a week, and she has to also still.
Why
do
was her pay
online.
Cut? The tuition's cut.
Because parents pulled their kids out of the school.
Oh.
So they lost. It's a small private school. They have 400 students. They lost 100 students. So when you lose 100 students, they have to make pay cuts.
Right.
But they're also asking her to basically double her workload. She has two small children who also need to be educated, and she has to teach in the classroom, and then she has to do online teaching as well. So maybe California is different, but, you know, in New York and then in New Jersey, they're still trying to decide if kids are going to go back in person or not.
It's going to be a double. It's like they're going to approach it from both sides. But anyway.
Like a staggered kind of schedule. Yeah,
right. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the stories now from Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the focus on the wildfires on the West Coast and the weather in general. At number 9, Steve Bannon being arrested as a fraudster. Number 8, our relationship with China. Number 7, Black Lives Matter and race relations in general and the whole focus on the politically correct movement. Number 6, our economic challenges, the stimulus, where is the stimulus? Education and the situation with COVID and whether to get youngsters back in schools. Number 5, healthcare and vaccines. Number 4, all of the things surrounding who will get the COVID as we continue to try to eradicate all of that and how to do it. The Postal Service is number 2, and the presidential race with the Democratic National Convention at the forefront of that, number 1 this week. That's the story list, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine. Okay, we've got COVID stuff and the Postal Service coming up here. It's 44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Women who develop gestational diabetes are at risk for other health concerns as well. Mayo Clinic Dr. Margaret Dow explains.
Just like normal diabetes, gestational diabetes causes vascular damage and can cause excessive weight gain in neonates. A large percentage of women, about two-thirds of women with gestational diabetes, will go on to develop type 2 diabetes in the following two decades.
Dr. Dow says long-term risks of stroke and heart disease significantly increase in women with gestational diabetes.
In actuality, the cardiovascular risk is quite significant. So it's not just about blood sugar and managing one's blood sugar. It's about all the other cardiovascular risks, including the modifiable ones.
Dr. Dow says pregnant women can reduce their risks by maintaining a healthy diet rich in fruit, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and including regular exercise. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
The people list now from Talkers Magazine, published in Talkers at Talkers.com. Every week it's a new list. The people list this week includes Tom Brenneman, the sportscaster, the Reds broadcaster from Cincinnati. Steve Bannon is number 9. Vladimir Putin is number 8. Louis DeJoy is number 7. Nancy Pelosi is at 6. The Clintons at 5, the Obamas at 4, Kamala Harris at 3, Joe Biden at 2, and Donald Trump is where you would expect him to be, although I think last week Joe Biden beat out Trump, if I'm not mistaken, for the first time in a long... No, it was Kamala Harris. Well, one of the two of them. Anyway, so that's flipped back around to where it has been for a long, long time as we continue our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's the idea behind these surveys. This is the week of August 17th to the 20th in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. All right.
Can you hear us?
Excuse me. All right. The DJV is we're all too close here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. The I got something to fix my hoarseness this week, though. While I was at the doctor's in California, I just haven't picked up the prescription yet. But it gets rid of all of this. I've been this whole season of the all of the phlegm and stuff that we're all getting because of our allergies. I found the cure. I'll let you know once I try using.
I'm going to tell you, Countdown Extra. Countdown Extra on the DJV show this week, we talked about honey actually being more effective than even some antibiotics. So
yep.
Check
there
it out.
There you go. Check it out, DJVshow.com. Okay, a minute or less here on the UPS, the United, the Postal Service. The other stuff,
you know, the presidential race, we've said all there is to say about that. But the Postal Service and what's going on with the rotting food and the dead animals and the chaos at the Postal Service, I think they've taken advantage. Yeah, there were a few hiccups, but I think they've gone way over the top by, you know, with the reaction to supposed cuts or reorganization or whatever it is. I think we haven't heard the last of this by any stretch of the imagination. All right, thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology on Tech Talk with Victoria and Doug. Victoria Keith and Doug Steffen. I'm going to do the heavy lifting here. Number five.
Yes. I love when you do the heavy lifting of Tech Talk.
I know. Yes. I had to do it. Didn't I have to do it? I did it one day this past week because you weren't around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So you'll save me for myself here. Number five.
Yes. Number five, when Apple introduced its iOS 14 update in June, it spent a lot of the presentation highlighting updates coming to the home screen and apps like Safari and Messages and Siri. But iOS 14 is also full of new accessibility-oriented features, which, among the most interesting, being a new capability that lets you perform actions by simply tapping the back of your phone, which is really cool, and that's a first. So it's meant for those who may face challenges using their iPhone because of their physical or motor impairments. It's called the new back tap feature, and it's going to be useful pretty much though for anyone looking for a quicker way to take a screenshot or launch an app. So the software update will be launching for iPhones in the fall. Typically in September is usually when their big updates happen, but you can try an early version of the update by installing the public beta form on Apple's website. I've done a lot of the beta updates on Apple. It is kind of a cool way to get early access to new features. Sometimes it's a little bit clunky because beta is literally meaning that they're testing it out still, but you can do it and it's free if you want. And so the back tap feature like iOS 14, it brings broader sweeping changes to the iPhone, the ability to add widgets to the home screen, and you can add a new app library, automatically organizes and sorts your apps for you, which is really nice. But to be able to launch things without going through all of the motions of swiping, which most people are swiping now on their iPhones, so the backtap thing will be really cool, and we'll get more details when the official update happens in September. But again, like I said, you can go right onto Apple's website if you want to try the beta version now.
Number four is focus on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook, like a lot of other platforms, are now making it easier to find and support black-owned businesses on the platform. This new feature is part of Facebook's ongoing initiative, which was announced in June, that aims to aid black communities. Admins that manage a Facebook page for a black-owned business will have the option to self-identify as a black-owned business. There's no badge or label that will be displayed, but you will like it on Yelp when a lot of people wanted to support black-owned restaurants, black-owned beauty brands, things like that. This is something that a lot of people are looking to do now and actively seeking this out. And so Facebook's taking a page from Yelp and from Google. Facebook also announced that it's allocating $40 million in grants provided to small black-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. And black-owned businesses with up to 50 employees can apply for the grant money on Facebook. The company will select 10,000 black-owned businesses to award the funds to. And so in June, Facebook pledged to invest $200 million to support black-owned businesses and organizations. Half of that fund was invested in small businesses, creators, nonprofits working with black communities, and then the remaining half went to suppliers.
Number three, this smacks of Big Brother to me. I don't like this.
A lot of Big Brother stuff happening right now. A company that makes a license plate reader announced a national network for law enforcement to follow car movements.
The assumption is, you're a criminal, we're going to check you out.
The sad thing is, this exists already in 700 cities in America.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know, and that's and people just aren't aware. People don't. They don't know that these issues are happening in their local communities. Maybe they're not voting in local elections to prevent this from happening. But there's a spotlight on the police right now. And this is part of the reason for that. So police often rely on automatic license plate readers to track the movements of cars in their jurisdiction. A surveillance company's new initiative is going to expand those capabilities nationwide. This is called Flock Safety. They make, this is the company, Total Analytics Law Officers Network. TALON is the acronym for it. And so it's going to connect 400 different law enforcement agencies using these cameras around, like I said, there's already 700 cities involved. Mm-hmm. The ACLU has already showed that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents use license plate readers to track people's movements and accessing a database that logs 150 to 200 million scans every month. Big Brother.
All right, number two. Secret
More
Service,
Big
why
Brother.
Are they here?
Yeah. More Big Brother. The Secret Service reportedly paid for a product called Locate X, which allows the agency to access location data from apps on people's phones. Again, and most people buy the data. The Secret Service bypassed that. So this is just more and more Big Brother.
I just put a note on my copy of the story, up yours. Number one.
The big story of the week, Airbnb, in a very weird time in the economy, has filed to go public. And we'll see where it goes, but the company's valued at about $18 billion right now.
Top five items in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.